Ramble.
Phenomenon.
Alohe. I am Ulafle Orgbe. And it's they is Umbe Imte.
Tiki toki, tiki toki, what time is it? Tiki toki, tiki toki, what time is it?
Boom time!
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Umbe Imte. I am your host, Ulafle. It's so nice to be here. Hello, Mr. Immense.
Hello, hey.
Oh, we cannot do more. We must stop immediately, right? Yeah.
I weigh Atne.
Uh-oh. Piggy Latins.
Can you imagine trying to do an entire episode in just Pig Latin?
No. I think it would be a terrible idea. I'm glad that I immediately realized it and we stopped it.
I will say that being able to speak Pig Latin, which basically just means you can remember some of the rules to make it.
Yeah.
Has been an incredibly helpful tool for me sometimes.
Like in code, like if you are at the party and need to speak to someone in a secret way?
Yeah, the time I remember it being extremely helpful was I was in Morocco and there was a man who was following us around trying to get us to hire him as a guide. And he just was relentless and would not let us alone. And Moroccans are very brilliant people, and they speak often 6, 7, 8, 9 languages. So we could go to French, he spoke French. We could go to English, spoke English. We could go to Spanish, spoke Spanish. There was like nothing we could communicate to each other about how we were gonna like get rid of this guy until I realized that my friend and I both spoke Pig Latin, and instantly he was like, had no idea what we were saying and got very frustrated. And we were able to sort of like say like, okay, we're gonna like, let's go up to that next restaurant, duck in there, and then go out the back. And we lost him.
This man was so passionate to be your tour guide. Look, and he spoke 6 languages. And all you did was say, we hate you. We need to speak Pig Latin and lose you. Well, Alex
I didn't
Simmons.
I didn't tell him I hated him. That would be rude.
You said, I ate hey, ooh, yay.
Wait. I think you missed the point of my story.
This man sounds like a very nice man who is silingual or whatever, and you just did not give him employment?
Do you know what we did?
What?
We ghosted him.
You did?
And guess what?
What?
That's what we're going to talk about today.
About what?
we're going to talk about, coming up.
Yeah?
Do ghosts exist?
Yeah.
Well, they don't, but that's what we're going to talk about. You know, that political show where there's like a guy in a bow tie and then another guy yelling at each other, point, counterpoint, I think, or something?
What?
That's what it's going to be like, except I think we're already staking our ground here. I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay, don't stake any grounds. You don't know what's underneath here. You could awaken a spirit.
And apparently you do, so we'll come back to this. But before we get started.
Yeah, I'm not so happy about this, Alex. I'm a little, I don't want to tempt it, the ghosties.
So we shouldn't do this episode?
No.
We have to talk about something.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about ghosts.
Great.
I wanted to say that Flula has some tour dates coming up. You're going to be in Sarasota, Florida.
I'm so excited for all the sodas, both Minna and Sarah.
May 2nd, 3rd at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes, and February 35th, everyone. See you soon.
And make sure to get tickets at flulastour.com.
Not a website, flulaborg.com.
And make sure to go to the Hard Rock Cafe in Sarasota, Florida on February 30th.
I see what you're doing, Alex. You're trying to get the peoples confused. Is this because I always say when you're not on the show that you are in Madagascar?
That's exactly what I'm doing. Oh. I'm hoping to return the favor of scaring your mom into thinking that you might have an illness.
Oh, okay.
By saying on a podcast that I have an illness, and that's why I'm not there.
Does your mom still think you're sick?
Probably, because you keep saying it.
I do. Yeah. Boom time!
Again, you can't just say boom time towards the ceiling and have the whole, like, life isn't edited.
Oh, okay. What's that? Isn't that like Chevrolet's trademark? Life isn't edited.
By Chevy?
A Cavalier.
Life isn't edited. Yeah. Buy a GMC pickup.
Okay, but
because
seriously?
Because it would be edited and you wouldn't be able to buy it?
I don't know, Alex. I'm all confused.
Actually, well, hold on.
What?
What tagline are you thinking of?
Just it sounded like a nice tagline. Okay. Life isn't edited. Live for free. Bon Jovi, you know?
Before we get started,
yeah,
I was wondering, could you tell me, what time is it?
Oh, I mean, it's boom time, yeah.
Oh, that's actually, it's 3:50 p.m.
No, don't do this. It's.
Oh, but what time is it metaphorically?
What? It's boom time. What are you doing?
It's.
You've said we're talking about ghosts. So now every question I don't understand, I'm waiting for the spirits.
Why are you looking down at your stomach right now?
I'm not. I'm looking at the ground to see if there's any motion. I feel like a little bit of a breeze or something by my ankles.
For those of us not in the room, here's what just happened. Tell me if this is true.
Okay.
Flula was a little cold and he put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then I just saw him look down and he realized, I think you probably thought that there was like a little breeze down there. And I realized you looked down and saw that your midriff wasn't covered.
Yeah.
And then you pulled your sweatshirt down over it.
But
for a while, you had your midriff exposed and then you felt a little air on it.
No, my midriff, my t-shirt, my RoboCop t-shirt was covering my midriff. I felt a breeze down by the ankles, so I looked. And then as I thought about the breeze, which is maybe coming from a spirit.
Are you sure it was a breeze?
No, this is why I'm very worried about it.
Did it just get colder in here?
Stop it. Alex.
But there's going to be a lot of Sixth Sense spoilers, just to let everyone know.
On the show?
On this episode.
Okay.
I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Okay, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One spoiler to The Sixth Sense is that Macaulay Culkin isn't in it.
What?
Yeah. Have you seen The Sixth Sense?
Yeah, it's Macaulay Culkin and John McClane.
So John McClane is a character,
mm-hmm.
not a real person.
Okay.
Bruce Willis is a real person who played John McClane once.
Same. Okay.
Well, it's not the same.
Bruce Willis. Yeah.
And then Macaulay Culkin was in Home Alone.
Yes, he was. And then when he was alone so long, he started to see some weird things, and then he started to hallucinate, and then now he sees the dead people.
Yeah, that's great. Sometimes we talk about what careers we would want you to have.
Yeah.
And I think the career that I would wish you had was a IMDb.com synopsis writer.
I would love this so very much. I would write so many of these.
If you were an IMDb.com synopsis writer, Flula, what would you put for Air Bud?
Air Bud. Two heroes emerge and one leaves. The person that enters is a golden retriever wearing a nice jersey and dribbling very good. Imagine Magic Johnson meets Joaquin Phoenix. Air Bud.
Surprisingly accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try another.
Okay.
If you were a IMDb.com synopsis author.
An IMDb writer, yeah.
And you had to write a synopsis.
What just happened there? Synopsis.
Try to say, had to write a synopsis five times.
Had to write a synopsis five times. Had to write a synopsis five times. Had to write a synopsis five times. Had to write a synopsis five times. Had to write a synopsis five times.
That's good.
Thank you.
If you had to write a synopsis, God, it's hard to say, for the movie Battleship, what would it say?
Two boats emerge. One goes home. Imagine metal that floats. What's that? Science. Filled with guns and also Rihanna. Battleship. Bang, bang. You're not floating any longer.
Filled with guns and also Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both boats are filled with guns and they're filled with Rihanna.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Very small ships.
Yeah.
Great. Finally.
Yeah.
If you had to write a synopsis for The Others, what would it say?
Lots of people enter a room. They all stay. Except for you. The Others.
Have you ever seen The Others? It's a great movie.
What is it?
It's a movie about Nicole Kidman, who moves into a old mansion, sort of a Downton Abbey style mansion.
Okay.
Very creepy mansion.
Mm.
And she starts seeing ghosts.
Okay.
And let's just say it's not what she thinks it's not what she thinks it is.
It's not she what she it's it thinks.
Directed by the very talented Spanish director Alejandro Amenábar.
The Others. It's not who she it she think.
Well, if you already wrote your synopsis, you don't get to write it twice.
Mm. Says you.
Time!
Support for Boom Time with Flula comes from .. Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. You know, like a fun time on the web. Choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and oh yes, videos. Those are moving pictures with sound. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want, or someone else's story, just make sure to secure the rights. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog or launch an online store or, hey, create an event. I smell muffins. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Googly. Sorry, what? Okay, yeah, search. It's a cool acronym. Search Engine Optimizing on Googly. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140.2 million people have chosen Wix to create their website. So hey, create yours today. Jump on this bandwagon. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/boomtime to get 10% off. Wix.com/boomtime. Check it out.
Time.
Before we get started,
We've not started yet.
No.
Okay.
But before we do,
yeah,
I was wondering if you could get us in the mood.
I love moods.
By playing a ghost-themed interlude song.
Okay. I don't want to tempt it, but okay.
Ghost.
Ghost.
Ghost. So, Flula,
yeah.
According to Realtor.com,
yeah, not a sponsor,
30% of people say that they would be open to living in a house that's haunted.
Oh, I can tell you I am not in this dirty 30.
Dirty 30%.
No.
According to The Huffington Post.
Oh, HuffPo.
45% of Americans believe in ghosts.
Okay, yeah, I get this. So 15.
Why are they different?
Why? So you're saying this 45% believe in the ghosts,
yeah,
and 30% are cool with living with ghosts.
Yeah.
So this means that 15% know ghosts exist and understand they are dangerous. And guess what? I'm inside this Venn circle.
Here's where the numbers don't add up. I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay, so you're in not.
But
yeah,
I wouldn't want to live in a haunted house.
But that, no, what? That's not possible.
It is.
Tell me how this is possible.
If you're asking me,
yeah,
do I believe in ghosts? I'll say no.
Okay.
But if you're like, here is a empirically haunted house, well, I'm not gonna. Oh, so ghosts exist, and I have to live with one?
Yeah, you just negated the first part. You just said, I don't believe in ghosts. And then someone says, house is haunted. And then you're like, I don't want to live here.
The survey essentially proves that ghosts exist.
The survey, so you do believe in ghosts?
If they made me live in a haunted house, I'd believe in them.
So you're choosing if
But I don't believe in them.
Because you don't live in a haunted house.
Right, but if I lived in a haunted house, I would believe in them. And I also wouldn't live there.
So you want to move to a house?
I don't
want
to move to a house that's haunted.
Because you believe in ghosts.
If it was haunted.
If you did not believe in ghosts, then you would not care what is the house you're living in because the ghost would not be there.
But if it was a haunted house, I would believe in ghosts.
Alex, this sounds very... You are contorting into a very strange yoga pretzel about these ghosts. Just admit it. The ghosts are real and you are terrified.
Ghosts are not real, but I am afraid of them. That is for... That's how I feel, honestly.
This is a real answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ghosts are not real, but also I'm afraid of ghosts.
Because... I understand logically that they're not real. It doesn't make any sense. Why would there be ghosts? But doesn't mean I'm not terrified. For example.
Okay.
I once worked on a documentary for National Geographic.
Yeah.
Looking into whether ghosts exist and traveling to some of the most haunted places on Earth.
Yeah, natural super activities. Yeah.
Not one of my finest moments as an investigative journalist.
Why not?
Because I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, and, God.
But we stayed at some very scary hotels.
Okay.
And one of them was called the Seabock in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
And I was terrified the whole time I was there because there's a blue lady, apparently, that walks around at night there. And she haunts visitors, and multiple people have seen her. She's got long black hair and a blue dress. And she committed suicide in the, 1905, let's say.
Okay.
After she was supposed to have a dinner date with her husband, and he died on the way.
From the hotel room to the downstairs?
No, he was traveling from another location.
Ah.
Probably Madagascar.
Yes, of course.
He got hit by a car, he died. She was so distraught that she threw herself into the elevator shaft and died.
There's an elevator here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a very tall hotel.
It's a tall hotel with a blue lady.
15 stories, maybe.
Okay.
So they say that the legend is that she continues to haunt this hotel to this day. Let me just tell you, I didn't sleep very well.
Oh, but that's so odd, Alex, because you don't believe in ghosts.
So I think my point is, I think it's okay. I think it's possible because I'm living proof that you can be afraid of something and also not believe in it.
No, you cannot. You're not living. You are living proof of contradictions that are not real. You just do not want to say you believe in ghosts because then people are like, oh, look at Alex, the ghost believer. He can't be an investigation journalist. Sorry for you, Alex. Your investigation journalist card has been revoked.
Look at Alex, the ghost believer.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay.
Why should I believe in ghosts? Have you ever had a personal experience seeing a ghost?
I don't understand why you have a bold standing of whether you are real or not.
So you don't?
I don't know.
But you've never seen one?
No.
But you believe
Well, I have seen some. Yeah, I have seen two ghosts.
Oh, okay. Well, start there.
Okay.
Maybe if we're talking about if you believe in ghosts or not, maybe start with the part where you say you've seen them.
I was in the Queen Mary. Do you know the Queen Mary is a boat? It's a boat in the Long Beach.
Is it full of Rihanna?
Now you know you're in trouble. What's that?
Is it full of Rihanna?
No, it's not
boat.
It's not a battleship.
Oh, okay.
It's not a battleship.
Okay.
Yeah, this one was full of just normal people. So it was for a project. Someone was shooting a project, and I was playing. It is weird to say it, but I was playing a Nazi in this role.
How could someone ever cast you
as a Nazi?
I mean,
yeah.
Right.
It's weird.
I don't see it.
I agree with you, but I did it anyway. You know, so then I did it. And so it's the Queen Mary is very large. And so all of the dressing rooms, you do not need to make dressing rooms. You just make it the rooms of the Queen Mary is your dressing room. You
know?
So we are shooting like in the ballroom areas and things. And so they like go down to your dressing room. It's just this one.
It's just a room.
This is a room. Room with some, not eggs. A room with beds.
A room with some eggs.
Yeah. Beds, not eggs. Before eggs.
I confuse beds and eggs all the time.
Well, see, for you, I say bed and egg.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm going to go take a nap. Crunch. Ah,
okay.
Egg, bed, confusion.
Laugh all that you want, Mr. Simmons, but I tell you, when I say bed and egg, they rhyme. But with you, you say bed and egg. So, of course, you would not confuse them because, one, you say egg but and
can
bed.
Can you not look at them and see the difference?
Hmm?
Okay, so you went in a room full of eggs?
Beds.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was in my room.
Full of beds.
Beds, just two beds.
Okay.
And so there's a mirror. And then as I was, you know, putting on the clothing, the scary clothing.
Nazi clothing.
Yeah. It's a mirror.
Which, to be clear, you don't typically do in your bedroom.
No, not a...
Just to make it clear.
This is not a recreation of me to do this.
Someone was paying you to dress as a Nazi.
Yes.
You're like, no problem.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Yeah. So as I was making a change, I saw something in the mirror where I'm looking, and I look, and there was two people staring at me, and they were both nude.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
I think they were just dead, but they were with eyes open.
But they were standing naked?
Yeah, standing, and they were nude.
It's like The Shining.
Two boys.
Two boys?
Not boys, men.
What kind of...
Adult men.
Two adult men?
Yes.
Naked in your room full of beds We're two standing, beds. Staring at you.
Yeah, staring direct at me.
And then what happened?
I ran so fast. I sprinted like Carl Lewis. I was like Ben Johnson with the steroids. I was just so fast. Bop, 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 bop.
You sprinted like a Nazi Ben Johnson.
Well, I mean, because of the outfit, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not implying that Ben Johnson with the steroids was a Nazi.
No, of course
not.
No
one would say that.
No, no. So I did run very fast. I was like, and I left, you know.
And this is, so you said you've seen two ghosts before.
Yeah.
Did you just mean at this one time?
Yes.
Oh, so there wasn't another ghost story?
Well, I mean, I can tell the same story and then give a highlight of the one on the left. But yeah, they both were.
Make it more about Steve this time.
Yeah. So that is when I saw the ghosts. I've heard ghosts, but this I did see the ghosts.
You've heard ghosts?
Yeah.
When did you hear ghosts?
When I was living in... Yeah, this like...
So, what? I didn't...
You, I just saw, I saw your... Alex.
Wait, I didn't... I heard... I literally didn't say anything.
Well, okay, I saw your... stop that. No, Alex.
It's Steve, the naked ghost.
Okay, I tell you, you're making a haha giggle, but you are the one who's like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I cannot stay in a haunted house.
Blue,
no, stop it.
Steve, the naked ghost.
He would not say this. He was just nude because he was nude. He would not say I'm Steve. His name was also not Steve.
What do you think it was?
You know when you look at a man.
You can tell.
Not a Steve.
Especially if he's naked.
Yeah.
And dead.
Definitely like a Trevor or Sebastian or something.
Trevor. Yeah. Trevor the Naked Ghost would be a great sitcom.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Trevor and Steve, not his real name.
No, we cannot.
They live together on the Queen Mary.
The Queen Mary.
They're nudists.
Yeah.
And they just walk around and stare at Nazis.
I guess. I don't know. I did not come back.
Three camera, single camera. What do you think?
It's a running camera. I don't know. I was not. I just didn't like it. Yeah. Have you? So you have not seen before the ghosts?
No, and I probably won't because they don't exist. But
use this very bold speaking, Alex.
Well, one thing that I do remember from our documentary about ghosts was we interviewed a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a physical phenomenon where you hallucinate sometimes if you're under extreme duress or grief. And so... they found that a lot of times when people have lost a loved one or had something traumatic happen, they hallucinate. And so it is a real physiological phenomenon for someone to see something when they're scared. So a lot of times that people think they see something, it's just your brain kind of fritzing out a little bit. It's not a ghost.
Can I say that you said one word and then I was short-circuited immediately?
Sure.
Phenomenon. Ba 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 da da. Phenomenon. Ba ba da ba. Phenomenon. Ba 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 da da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da ba da. You know it. Phenomenon. Ba 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 da da. Phenomenon. Ba ba da ba da. Phenomenon. Ba ba da ba da ba da da ba da.
Yeah. Oh man.
Anyway, sorry. So you said
the British version with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
When he does that?
He says a phenomenon.
Oh, my God. Do you know the scene?
No.
So it's like everyone's trying to work quietly wherever they are in their sad British office.
Yeah.
And he just sort of leans into the bullpen and goes, manamana. And then like it's just so contagious. Hey, you know what's great?
Mm-mm.
People retelling scenes from the British office. You know what's not as good?
Oh.
To the actual scene.
Do you know what also is great?
But you know, I was being facetious because it's never funny when someone just sort of retells like an SNL skit or a Simpsons joke.
So then I shouldn't say like what I love, which is when there's a YouTube video and then the top comment is just a phrase that was said in the video.
Is that similar phenomenon?
Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
It's so catchy.
Yeah, it is very much catchy.
Those Muppets really knew what they were doing, right?
Was this Muppet?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was a Muppet.
Stop it.
Boom time!
Are you tired of being hungry but then not having a snack to feed into your mouth hole? Introducing a very large beard. With a very large beard, you can eat anything you like in the most sloppy way. No need for like napkin or tissue, perhaps. And then many hours later, when you are hungry once more, just shake your beard. Crumbs and perhaps a large sandwich may come out. That burrito bowl you did munch for lunchy? How happy are you that you did scoff it down messy like a hungry dachshund? Because now 24% of your burrito bowl did not enter your mouth. Oh no, it did enter your beard.
Just shake your face over a plate and enjoy as your afternoon snack falls into it. Extra bonus, loose beard hair stuck in your guacamole double very nice as dental flossing. Your dentist says thank you.
Oh, it's me, your dentist saying thank you.
You see? So grow it, a beard, today.
Time.
So you have never seen ghosts, yet you are talking so big and strong about ghosts.
No, and I've been scared of things and... You know, grew up in Idaho, spent a lot of time in the woods by myself or walking home at night through sort of rural areas. You can definitely really scare yourself in those situations.
Yeah.
I've never ran so fast as the night when I was around 11 and I watched Silence of the Lambs at my friend's house.
How old?
Like around 11 or 12.
Why are you watching this?
It's like, oh, it's a cool movie that like everyone says is really good. It's, you know, it's scary. Let's all watch it, right?
Ugh.
What I didn't account for is having to walk home by myself at night. And it was one of those times where I like took a couple steps, walked a little faster. And then within like 10 feet, sprinting like 9 blocks as fast as I could, got home, like trying to unlock the key. The key wouldn't go in the lock. And I'm like convinced that like, you know.
Yeah.
That guy is behind me.
Oh, yeah. I have a very similarity. Have we spoken?
Guess what? He wasn't.
What was?
The guy from Anthony Hopkins wasn't chasing me.
How do you know? Did you look back?
I did.
No, you did not.
I did look back.
You were so fast.
Boom time!
Another thing that happened to me.
Okay.
When I was coming home late at night once.
Yeah.
From my friend who lived out in the country.
Oh, this, into
the
country.
I was like 16 years old. We had watched another scary movie.
What was it?
I wish I could remember. Probably like one of the original Halloweens. Halloween 2 maybe or something like that.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
And this, just to be clear, this is a different franchise from the Halloween franchise?
It's funny. You always correct me to say Halloween, but I don't think people actually... I do say things probably incorrectly with my Idaho accent, but...
It's
but
a different
Halloween, I don't think is so how most people say it.
Oh, so it's not a different franchise.
It's
Halloween with Mike Myers and Halloween with like Mick Myers?
That's what I mean. I think most people say Halloween. I don't think most people say Halloween.
Hmm.
Kevin, Evan?
Halloween.
Those are both A's. Yeah, 3 out of 4. Oops.
Halloween. So again, you, Flula Borg, are correcting me how I pronounce
it. The irony is very deep here.
Okay.
I'm realizing it. Anyway, so you were watching...
Oh, no. This story wasn't derailed at all.
No, of course not.
It wasn't.
You're watching Halloween with Mook Muyas.
All the air's gone.
Because of ghosts.
It was scary. Okay. So
you are running.
So your story, go.
No, I want to hear the story. So
So now is what we're saying. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, now is it like a negative word?
Yeah.
Now.
No.
Oh, now.
No,
oh, yeah.
Alex.
Okay. Now. Oh, so right now, you mean?
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Oh, we must be talking about something right now.
Alex, I want to hear a story. You are jogging from...
Jogging? Oh, jogging. I wasn't joking about anything.
No, jogging was a
G. I was not joking.
Alex.
Phenomenon.
Anyways, I was driving home after watching a scary movie. I'm not going to say which one.
Not walking.
I was driving.
Oh, okay.
It was a full moon. I was coming around a corner. We had told each other that there was devil worshippers out on the mountain just to scare each other. So I was already sort of looking out for devil worshippers. Pretty scared.
Have you seen before the devil worshippers?
No.
Did you know what the faces are like?
Again, just like ghosts. I knew they weren't out there, but I was still sort of scared of them. Go around a corner.
Yeah.
Someone jumps out at the car, starts jumping towards my, like I had hit a person and they were flying over my hood. As they're about to crash into the window, their wings spread out, and I realized that it was an owl. And it was the most terrifying moment of my entire life. And it just, the air draft from my windshield picked it up, and it just went right over above my car. And its wingspan was easily 6-7 feet.
And you are sure it was not, just to be clear, it was not Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah. It's a Batman.
Yeah, but... Like, not Batman, just Bruce Wayne. Just the guy who, like, sits around in his, like, fancy pajamas.
No, it's a Batman.
Oh, so Batman, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't Bruce Wayne, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Batman. It might have been Batman.
So the bat did hit your automobile?
It wasn't a bat, it was an owl.
You said owl?
Yeah, like a long time ago. Owl.
Owl. So you hit the owl with your
Do you think Batman is an owl?
Yeah.
I mean, he does come out at night. He probably has pretty good vision.
Yeah.
He can turn his head pretty far.
No, he has no neck flexibility.
Oh, that's true. He's like,
Yeah.
Fuller.
Yeah, yeah.
No peripheral vision.
So you hit the bat.
I didn't hit the bat.
What did you hit?
Well, I thought I was going to hit the bat, but it flew just above. You know, it was an owl. It's an owl, not a bat.
So the owl first came, then left, and then the bat came and hit the window and then flew with big wings.
Do you know when owls die, they turn into bat ghosts? They turn into Bruce Wayne.
Okay, now you're pulling my arm.
Pulling your arm?
So what happened? Did you hit the bird?
The owl flew over my windshield and I was scared. That's what happened. To summarize.
Okay.
It might have been a ghost owl.
A ghost.
If they existed.
If they, yeah, which we do not.
Phenomenon.
Thank you. Stealing my machine buttons, Alex.
I can't believe it's taken us, I don't know, 40 episodes for me to realize how fun it is to reach over and just trigger
reach
the
out
sounds.
And touch someone. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not fun for you at
no,
all.
No, it feels like a violation. I mean, do feel like you've touched me somewhere deep.
Well, your looping pedal is like nestled right in the middle of your crotch.
It's clearly, yeah.
So
yeah.
When I just thrust my
it
hand,
does feel like,
you do kind of react a little bit.
I'm a little confused.
I'd say it's a little bit like a
phenomenon.
It's okay. I saw it was happening.
Yeah, because it's hard to get over there before you can't.
Phenomenon.
Now it just feels like a sound.
Like a what? A salad?
Yeah, a sound.
Now it feels like a salad.
No, a sound. You're just thinking about salads because you haven't been eating them lately, Alex.
A salad.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
One other thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
So as part of this investigation we did on if ghosts are real or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We hired a psychic to come to our rental house.
Okay.
And ultimately, I felt bad about it because we sort of, we lied to the guy. We had a couple pretend that they were married and told them a story about who they were and all this stuff.
Okay.
And then he took that and started running with it. And he was like, oh, yes, I can tell. Were you married in France? And we're like, mm-hmm. He's like, I could tell. And he's like, did a tragic thing recently happen to you? And we're like, yes, yep, I can feel that too.
So you are lying.
Yeah. Just to sort of show that it's all BS, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, the rental house that we were staying in, because we didn't have a lot of money, so we were like both shooting and staying in this house. He's like, well, I just want to let you know that there was a murder here. And that the murderer, ghost, after he committed suicide, he's still here. And he's standing right there. And he's just sort of hovering above you with his axe. And we found it difficult to sleep that night.
Yeah.
Even though everything else he said we knew wasn't true.
So he had no evidence to you that he was being an actual truth person.
Not one thing did he say was correct about, like... I think if he was a, I mean, here's the thing is like, if he was a psychic, shouldn't he have known that this was all a put on?
What was a put on?
That we had created the situation and we had made up this story that he was then talking about and telling us and predicting things. But, you know, ultimately, I think we felt really bad about it because it's like, you know, I don't know. I felt like we were out to get him. And even though we were just trying to prove that the whole situation was silly. We didn't want to make it about one person.
Maybe he knows all of these things and he just wanted to make you guys sleep very terribly. So it's like, do whatever you guys like. You're going to sleep like doo-doo tonight.
Right.
Axe floating ghost idea. Drop it. Bye-bye.
So he was like one step ahead of us.
Yeah.
What I mean.
He's like, fine. Oh, yeah. Make fun of me. I do not care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Good luck to snooze, boys.
Good luck to snooze. Boys. Mm-hmm. You mean Steve and Trevor?
Yeah. Steve, nude Steve and nuder Trevor.
Nude Steve and nuder Trevor coming to the CW this fall.
Just when you thought you couldn't get any nuder and ghostier.
And deader.
Steve, no socks.
Nude Steve, he doesn't wear socks.
No, never. Always exposes those toes.
Never nude.
So wait, you guys slept terrible and you were sleeping in the same place that was haunted. That's crazy.
Well, according to this guy who didn't wasn't truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still scary.
Yeah.
He did have the last laugh because didn't sleep very well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The last laugh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not being I'm not being very helpful. Wait, what's happening?
What?
I keep hearing you. No, that's you, Alex. Stop it.
Would you...
Alex.
Here's a final question for you.
Yeah.
About this topic.
Yes.
Someone presents to you this option.
Okay.
You can live in a beautiful, modern house. I know your style. You would love it. You'd love this house I'm picturing.
Okay.
Big windows, wood floors, fancy water coming out of the tap.
And just to be clear, how many ghosts?
Well, that's the one catch.
Oh.
There's one ghost. It's a naked man named Trevor. But great. You can buy this house for half price.
Half price?
In Los Angeles. It's hard to find a house for
half price.
Normal price in Los Angeles, let alone half price.
Half price house featuring Trevor.
Trevor, the naked ghost who doesn't even wear socks.
Does not wear socks. Don't care.
Would you do it?
Do we know more about who is Trevor and how he is a ghost?
Right. Okay. So if you believed in ghosts, you would want to know, is he a nice ghost?
I would like to read his Tinder profile.
Or a malicious ghost.
Yeah.
If ghosts had Tinder.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably do, right? They have to find other ghosts.
Sure.
They can't just float around and not team up with people. It probably takes a little bit of teamwork to be a ghost, right?
Yeah. Teamwork makes a nightmare work. Yeah.
If teamwork makes the nightmare work.
Yeah.
If ghosts had Tinder, what would it be called?
Boober. No, boober.
Oh, boober.
No, just boober.
Boober.
Yeah. Uber, but scary and for dating and for ghosts and not involving ride sharing.
Do you think if Justin Bieber died and went on boober, he would do better?
If Bieber went on boober, he would do better?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct.
Time!
I think what we found here is that I'm correct and that you're wrong and that it is possible to be afraid of ghosts and not believe in them. And I think we've proved that pretty clearly. And I think you agree with me. So it was great talking to you.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with everything that you have said.
See? And see how easy that is?
Yeah. That was really great.
And
wedding counseling solved.
Can't wait for... Trevor and Steve, the naked ghosts, to come out this fall.
Yeah, me too. Very excited. Released this autumn.
Yeah. Before we end.
Let's never end.
It's time.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
To ask you.
Uh-huh.
A series of deep and hard-hitting questions that'll take you deep into your psyche, deep into your ghostly mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you died and had to live on an island with one other ghost former NBA player, who would it be?
Is the person, can it be alive now?
No, they have to be dead.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Flula and the ghost of Wilt Chamberlain, would you be wearing socks?
I would be just rebounding for him because he shot very terrible free throws and I would just be giving him shooting tips.
So you're going to
die. Yes, I would wear socks.
You're going to die and give Wilt Chamberlain shooting tips.
In this scenario, this is not my dream. You've given me a scenario and I say, okay.
What's the scariest place you've ever eaten lunch?
Chili's.
There goes our chili sponsorship.
We have a chili sponsorship?
Don't anymore.
It was a very specific chili's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you had to live the rest of your life in a haunted mansion, but you got as many wishes as you wanted, would you?
Yes. Did you want more?
Oh, no, that's good.
Okay.
Because the first wish is just like, I wish to live somewhere else.
I wish of my house have no ghosts.
Or you just, the one that no one ever says, I mean, some people say it, but it's a pretty obvious one, is just like, I wish I had more wishes.
Yeah. Some people say, I wish I was a little bit taller.
Right. But if you have three wishes...
Then you would say, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. But then you're done.
No, yeah. The third wish, you should go, for infinite wishes.
Yeah, because then you don't get the rabbit in the hat or a 6'4 Impala.
No, but you could have those within the infinite wishes.
Yeah, you'll be like, I wish I had more wishes. I wish I was a little taller, had a collar with a bird and a rabbit. And then you keep going.
What's your favorite song?
This loop.
Favorite song that has ghost or haunted or somehow dead themed?
Oh, I think the song from Naked Gun, Young Guns, Dead or Alive. Wanted, dead or alive. Doodle dee dee bubble doodle beaten doodle.
So you're saying Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Young Guns.
Young Guns. What's the actual title of that song?
Probably Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
Or Wanted, Dead or Alive. Or Hey, It's Me, Bon Jovi, Listen to My Cowboy Song.
Hey, It's Me, Bon Jovi, Listen to My Cowboy Song.
Yeah.
Wanted, Dead or Alive is the official name.
Excellent.
The correct answer is actually Blue Oyster Cult. Don't Fear the Reaper.
That has not haunted or ghost or dead in it.
What do you think the Reaper is?
He's a man that cleans up the wheat in the fall time and you have a nice, delicious Crispix.
Do you think the Blue Oyster Cult parentheses don't fear end parentheses the Reaper song is about a man who just harvests wheat?
Yeah, the parents of farmers.
Fulleborg,
yeah,
final question,
please.
Why did you disagree with me on the last topic? Because it was actually it is Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper is the best song.
Oh, I thought is this a fact? Well then okay, I'm sorry for
fact check. We're gonna fact check.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay, so then I'm very sorry. Then it's my
apology.
Hold
on, more fact-checking.
Is that how fact-checking sounds? Perfect.
Dead or Alive is a pretty great song.
Oh, yeah. Young Guns, also a very good film.
Look at that cast.
Oh, so many. Emilio Estevez, Lou Diamond Phillips, Charlie Sheen.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm surprised there's not going to be... Oh, what?
Oh, you're making it... Oh. Do you want some hot, hot trivia?
Yes.
Do you know that song, Regulators? It was a 6-5 time.
1G, Nate Dogg,
Snippy Doop, Dip Snap, Snippy Roopy Doop. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know at the beginning of the song? Hey, we are good. We are regulators. We are darn good at it too. You know what this is from?
Young Guns.
Yeah.
But you kind of tipped your hand a little bit there.
Oh, excuse me, poker player. Sorry, Kenny Rogers. I did not know when to hold them. Sorry for tipping my hand. Did you know this?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh.
Great song.
Did you guys know this? No.
Yeah.
I was watching Young Guns and heard the man speak. I was like, wait, this... What came first?
I can't believe that
the bed
they
or
stole...
The egg?
I can't believe that Young Guns, the movie, stole...
Ripped off
a sample.
Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Took the sample and wrote a movie based on the sample.
Right.
Now, that is crazy.
Yeah. That's like when I was in college and Mace had that song...
Hollywood Swinging.
No, Mace had that song that sampled The Police, Every Breath You Take. It was like Mace and P. Diddy,
I think. Wasn't Mace, it was P. Diddy. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Mace wasn't on that one?
No, but he was on Hollywood Swinging.
Okay, P. Diddy had that song where he...
P. Diddy. Every breath
Faith Evans was probably... It was like a Biggie Smalls tribute kind of thing,
it
right?
It was, because he had just expired.
Yeah. I remember my friend at the time said, oh, man. Oh, no, we were later that day, after we had heard that song on the radio all day. The Police came on, Every Breath You Take, and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe The Police are sampling this song now.
Unbelievable.
He didn't know The Police existed. He thought The Police were covering that song.
Oh, well, I will tell you, when I first was hearing Vanilla Ice to the extreme, stop, collaborate, and also listen, I didn't know that was David Bobo.
David Bobo?
DJ, sorry. There's a terrible...
DJ Bobo.
There is a DJ, he's not terrible, I'm just jealous. It's DJ Bobo. And so I confused DJ Bobo with David Bowie, so I said David Bobo. I'm sorry to both DJ Bobo and also David Bowie.
Yeah, and also Vanilla Ice.
I'm not apologize to Robert Van Winkle. He's dope.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
I've always wanted to make a podcast episode with you where we do our whatever talking, and then we just leave the mics on for an additional 7 hours and just sort of just sit here.
Yeah.
And just maybe watch... some episode reruns of
The West Wing.
The West Wing.
Yeah.
And comment on them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we make some chili.
Yeah, I would love this. I'll play Toby Ziegler.
I guess at that point we'd be Netflix and chili.
Oh, on this note, your caps lock is on.
I thought, it's funny. Okay, so I thought, let's go back 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You said that, and I thought, oh, my pants must be off, or, oh, something must have happened on the ground. Nope, just my caps lock is on. You know why?
Yeah, your fact,
I was fact checking.
You fact checked too hard.
Too much fact checking.
Yeah.
I was so adamant about my fact checking that I did it in all caps.
Boy, I was fact checking so hard. I just hit my caps lock.
I was like, oh, I must know the answer, you know, because all caps is like yelling.
All the caps, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So again, I'm glad that we've concluded that ghosts don't exist, but you can still be afraid of them, like Flula.
I think we've concluded one of us is denial and one of us is Flula, and that's fine. Everyone else, welcome to the real world.
Here's what I want to know, listeners. Which side of the aisle do you sit on?
Yeah.
Are you with Flula? Do you believe that ghosts exist, and have you seen ghosts?
Have you seen them? Yeah.
Or do you believe that they don't exist because you're like me and you know that they don't exist? Please tell us.
At Boomtime Show, Twitter and Instagram, let us know. And guys, please rate and comment on iTunes. We are just refreshing those applications over and over to see the comments and then make like a cake of celebration when a new one arrives.
A cake of celebration.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to call a grocery store sometime. It's like, yes, I'll need one cake of celebration.
Mm-hmm, a COC.
Excuse me?
I say, you know, a cock.
You want us to bake you a cock?
Yeah, a cake of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I want a cake of celebration and kindness. What?
It's the wrong bakery.
Okay.
We can. What? Do you want us to do what?
A cake of celebration. I would like at least two cocks.
You want us to bake your cock?
I want two cold cocks. I want you to.
We'll cold cock you if you want to come down.
That's what. Please cold cock me.
Come down.
Please bake the cake and put it in the refrigerator.
We will cold cock you.
Okay. I would love this.
That'll be $17.99.
You're welcome.
Boom time!
Boom time!
Oh, hey, Flula.
Yeah?
One final favor.
Yeah, okay.
Can you play us out on another ghost-themed song just to get us happily moving along our way on our walks home at night?
I'm not the hostess with the mostest. I'm a ghostess. I'm gonna get you. I ghosted you. I did not answer your emails or your text, my player. Oh, hello. Where are you? It's a him. Him.
Boom time.
Boom, 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 boom.
Time.